road to Emmaus seems like such an odd story at first, right? The disciples see this guy and he's talking to them and they don't recognize him. But they've spent years with Jesus. They've seen him almost every day, and yet they cannot see him when he's standing right in front of them. But the moment that he breaks the bread, the moment that he celebrates the Eucharist with them, their eyes are opened and they recognize him. That's because seeing the resurrected Lord requires an act of faith. It requires that their hearts truly be opened to experiencing him. And the moment they have that faith again, they see him. Now the challenge for us is, we can stand up here and receive the Eucharist all the time, but I'm guessing we don't see Jesus too frequently, right? And if you said you did, we'd probably lock you up, wouldn't we? But you got to look a little bit more closely at the story, because there's more that's going on here. See, the disciples never seemed to have a challenge finding Jesus when they were gathered together, when they were in prayer, when they were celebrating the Eucharist and all of those times. They always saw him then. But these disciples aren't doing that right now. They're off on a journey. They're off to Emmaus. They're off going out to do the work that Christ commanded them to do before he left. And now they can't see him. And so the gift of the Eucharist opens their eyes to see him not here in the church on the altar, but out in the world. Because that's the real challenge. It's pretty easy when life is going well and we're receiving all of the graces that God has to offer to see him here, in the calm, in the quiet. But to see him out in the world, that's tough. But he assures us that he is there. How many times does he tell us in the gospel that if you give drink to the thirsty, food to the hungry, visit the imprisoned, that we've done all of those things for him? How many times does he say to people that however they treat his followers is how they treat him? He is present in this world in every face around us. He's sitting by us on these pews. He's standing outside. He's on every street corner. In every place that we go, Christ is present. And that we have closed ourselves off to. That we don't want to see, because that is a true challenge. Coming here once a week, that's not that bad. I know some people struggle even with that, but let's be honest, it's pretty easy. Seeing him out there and treating him correctly, that's tough. That demands everything of us. That demands that we stop looking in at ourselves, that we stop whining about our petty problems, and that we willingly open our hearts to everyone around us. That's what the Eucharist is really about. It's meant to give us strength. It's meant to be spiritual nourishment that can truly open our eyes and help us see the world as it really is, to see Christ in every face around us. As Christians, we are supposed to come here not for our own self-satisfaction, not to receive a prize for being holy, but to receive strength to go out and see Christ in everyone else, to receive the strength and nourishment we need to actually be of service to Christ in the world. That's what the story to Emmaus is really about. It's about the disciples' struggle to find Christ in the world and discovering that their strength was here. Their strength was in what they were doing all along, spending time in prayer and the breaking of the bread. But their hearts had to be open to it, to see why they were doing these things. If we truly want to be followers of Christ, if we really want to see him, then we have to be like the disciples. We have to let go of our self-centeredness, our concerns for our own issues, and look for him out there. He's definitely here. There's no question about that. But to see him out there requires true faith. It requires a true change of heart, to see our brothers and sisters as Christ himself, and to treat them as if they were Christ. So if we're going to come forward today and receive communion, then we should do so with a fully open heart, open to that possibility of seeing him out there and willing to change how we behave, to treat every person we meet as Christ himself, to go out and serve our brothers and sisters as if they were God. That is the Christian way, and that alone can bring us satisfaction, happiness, and joy of heart.